We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, powered by 651 Carpets. 1029 The Wolf.
Matthew is joining us this morning on second date update. Good morning, Matthew. How was your weekend?
Weekend was all right.
Okay.
Didn't really do a lot. Just kind of sat around the house.
Yeah.
It was cold.
Right. and so what is going on with Skylar?
Well, that's what I'm trying to find out. We went on a date about a couple weeks ago, and I thought it went well, but she's not returning my calls, and I'm kind of left in the dark here.
And what happened on your date? Like, what did you guys do for the date?
Well, we went to a bar that I like, and we ate some food. You know, basically, it's a standard date. Then we go back to my place to watch a movie.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay, so you're,
like things are progressing on a first date.
So you're at the bar, and then you just say, hey, you want to just come back to my house and watch a movie?
Yeah, why not? You know, you got to shoot your shot.
Good for you.
Huh.
So while you were watching the movie, what happened while you were watching the movie? You just watched the movie, and that was it?
Well, yeah, we watched the movie, but it didn't really progress to anything. it was like, I thought we and it's okay, but I don't know, maybe while we were watching the movie, there's like some weird vibes that happened.
Okay, let's get into that a little bit. Tell us what happened.
Well, I guess we kind of, I don't know, we got into a tiny argument about the movie that we were going to watch.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Something. What was the argument about?
What did she want to watch?
Well, you know, I guess her favorite movie is, I don't know if you guys saw Shaun of the Dead.
I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not, people like it. It's a fine movie, I guess. It's not really my cup of tea. But she, like, thought I was crazy because I was like, I didn't really want to watch it and I didn't like it. She got upset about it.
She took it personally.
I guess so. Yeah. In that way.
Is it kind of like a cult classic movie? Like, do people get super passionate about it?
It's a comedy kind of
Shaun
a parody,
of
right?
The Dead, it's called?
Of Dawn of the Dead.
Okay.
Yeah, people like it. It's a popular movie, you know? I'm not saying it's a bad movie or anything, but it's not my cup of tea. Yeah.
So what did you end up watching together at your place?
We watched the new Halloween movie.
Okay. All right. So
after the date, did it just kind of, like, after the movie, it just sort of like, that was it?
Yeah, it was like, we watched the movie, and then she's like, okay, you know,
that's it.
I'll call you.
Okay. And there's been nothing. All right. Wow.
Bummer.
Okay. So there might be something there. Kind of feeling that.
All right. All right,
we're going to see if we can't get an answer from Skylar, Matthew, and see. Was it the movie that you didn't care to watch the movie she wanted to watch at your place? We're going to find out, get some answers, hopefully lead you to a second date with Skylar, Matthew, if that's what you want and if that's what she wants next on the second half and the conclusion of Second Date Update on The Wolf.
All right. Cool. Thanks.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, powered by 651 Carpets. 1029 The Wolf.
Everything was going great on the date with Matthew and Skylar. They went out for drinks and then went back to Matthew's house to watch a movie, and then this happened.
Well, I guess we kind of, I don't know, we got into like a tiny argument about the movie that we're going to watch.
This is Second Date Update, brought to you by 651 Carpets, home of the next day install.
Hello?
Skylar?
This is Skylar. Who's this?
Okay, Skylar, it's not a sales call. Don't hang up, please. It's Thunder and PT. and we're on the radio at 102.9 The Wolf, where we co-host the morning show together.
We just need a quick moment of your time.
Just a minute, and we're calling to try to help a guy named Matthew, who listens to us, figure out why you haven't returned any of his messages.
Not to be rude. I don't know who you guys are.
So we do a thing called Second Date Update, Skylar, where we follow up on people who've gone out on a first date. And you and Matthew...
like a couple weeks ago, you guys went on a date, too. I think just out for drinks and then a movie.
And then you actually went to his house to watch a movie.
Wow, he called a radio station?
Well, we called him. He sent us a message, and then we got him on the and this was just like 10 minutes ago. And so he just wants to know why you haven't returned any phone calls since that, I guess, movie date night at his place.
never had a guy go to these extremes. It's a pretty easy one. He hates my favorite movie. That's pretty simple.
Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, he told Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah. Okay. So he told you.
Yeah, and he said, Skylar, that you both had a disagreement. I don't know if it was an argument about what movie to put on. He didn't want to watch Shaun of the Dead.
I wouldn't say it wasn't an argument, but I don't know. I was a little offended because he calls it a stupid movie, which kind of insults me. Like, it makes me feel like he's saying I'm stupid.
A little harsh.
And I'm not.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay. Like, it's okay if he wasn't in the mood for it. You know, we all have our moments where we're in the mood for a certain movie. But to call my favorite movie stupid when I told him, it's like I watch it all the time and I love it. And it was like offensive to me, you know.
Oh, okay. Skylar, we've got Matthew on the other line. Would you talk to him just for a moment?
Sure. I mean, if it means defending the smartest movie ever made,
Okay. All right, great. Matthew, are you there? Are you listening?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you want to say?
Well, I don't know. I don't see what the big deal was about me not liking the movie.
It is a big deal. You insulted me. You called the movie stupid. You were like, it's pointless. I'm trying to give you a counter argument and tell you you should watch it again. It's super smart. You know, you hadn't seen it in years. I said, give it another chance. And you just shut me down. And to me, that just makes me feel like you're very closed-minded. And I can't be with someone who's like that, you know. Oh, and I'm a big movie person. And maybe you're not. And that means we definitely don't have a lot in common.
Skylar and Matthew, I want to let you jump in here. But don't you think you could be, I mean, on the other hand, you're a little closed-minded because you wouldn't listen to any of Matthew's suggestions.
Thank you.
No, not really. I mean, listen, I hate to be this way, but it's a first date. It should be the woman's choice. Like, he could have just said, okay, we'll watch it and given up a little bit of his time to make me happy. So it's just clear we have different tastes.
Right.
And he is not a gentleman, and I'm okay with that. But, like, we can just go our separate ways. This is why I haven't called you back.
Yeah.
Matthew, what do you want to say?
I don't know. I wasn't expecting this level of passion over us. I'm going to
say it. Don't
say
it. Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, God. No.
You're
okay.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, but okay. So
direct it.
Right there.
I'm just trying to be honest with you. It's a stupid movie. Oh. I don't understand it. I don't get the appeal. They're friends, and then there's a zombie attack all of a sudden, and then one of them becomes a zombie, and I don't know. And then the banter, it's like, ugh. Come on.
Okay.
I don't know.
The movie is so much more than all of that. It's not a snooze fest the way you just described it. So clearly you just are kind of boring. And see, I don't want to be with someone like you.
Just
don't. Like, you literally would just suck the fun out of everything.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Sensing there's not going to be a second date. One thing I will just say, it's kind of interesting. Like, so Skylar, do you equate the type of movie in this case? Like, you feel like you just know that because you don't like the same movie taste, that you're not going to be compatible, is basically what you're saying.
Yeah. I just wanted to say, like, to me, it shows we have different tastes and different personalities and different senses of
and
humor.
That's yeah.
And that's really important to me. And I'm a big, big movie person. So if we're going to hang out on a Friday night and watch a movie, I want to know that we're on the same page, or at least the person I'm with is open-minded to maybe rewatching something.
Okay. That's true. I mean, look, I get that. I just feel like there's a lot of couples that have great relationships where they don't like the same, you know, they don't like the same movie, or they don't like the same type.
Yeah.
Well, and I get that.
But Skylar, would you ever think of, like, on your dating profile to say, hey, if we get into movie watching, we're watching my movie.
Shaun of the Dead on repeat.
You know what?
Yeah, go ahead.
After this monstrosity, this craziness that just happened, I am going to put that in my dating profile.
Okay, no, good for you.
I've never heard of someone who doesn't like the movie, so now I'm going to put that in my dating profile.
Well, you just never know.
Maybe you should put in... Okay. No, maybe he should put in his profile.
I was dating, I would put in there that I like Dumb and Dumber, and I've got to watch, you have to Dumb and Dumber. Otherwise,
I wouldn't do that. Matthew, you get last word. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be doing online dating.
Wow. All right. Well, guys, listen.
Pretty harsh, guys, but appreciate you.
It's Date of the Dead, apparently, right here. Skylar, thank you for taking our call. And
appreciate
Matthew,
you.
We just want to say to you both, thanks for being on.
Second date update.
Sure, thanks, I guess.
Yeah, thank you very much.
More fun, more country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.